Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standards Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, history has been made as the first Chinese woman walks in space. Be careful what you poll. Tesla shares have fallen after Elon Musk asked his 62.5 million Twitter followers to vote on whether he should sell 10% of his stake in order to pay tax. The majority of voters urged him to sell, which could see him dispose of nearly $21 billion of stock in the electric car firm. Musk said he was prepared to accept either outcome of the poll, which was done in response to a billionaire's tax proposed by US Democrats. Musk, one of the world's richest men, has yet to comment publicly on the verdict, or how and when he would sell his stake. Next. The successor to the Hubble Space Telescope is set to launch in 6 weeks, after more than a decade of delays. The James Webb Space Telescope took 25 years to build and cost $10 billion to develop. It's one of the biggest scientific endeavours of the 21st century and promises to revolutionise how we see the universe. In mid-December, a powerful rocket is expected to carry JWST, the most ambitious space telescope ever built, into space. Meanwhile, astronaut Wang Yaping has made history by becoming the first Chinese woman to walk in space. Wang and a fellow astronaut successfully completed the 6.5-hour spacewalk in the early hours of Monday morning. She's part of a 3-member team currently at China's new Chang'e space station. Wang is China's second woman in space, after Liu Yang, who did it in 2012. Now, the US government is offering a bounty of up to $10 million for information about a hacking group known as DarkSide. In May, a DarkSide ransomware attack shut down a vital pipeline in the US that carries 45% of the fuel used on the East Coast. The cyber attack caused fuel shortages after the Colonial Pipeline Company shut down its operations for several days. The bounty is offered for information which can lead to the identification or location of any individuals in a leadership position with DarkSide. Now, frozen semen from the 1960s has repopulated an extinct species of Aberdeen Angus cows. Farmers Geordie and Julia Sutar have been running a worldwide genetics project from their farm in Forfar, Angus, for 26 years. In 1995, there were only 9 native cow families certified by Aberdeen Angus Society in the world, prompting the couple to start their breeding process at Kingston Farm. But it's all good now. There are now 50 cows at the couple's farm, including a bull, named after Boris Johnson. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, a 9-foot-tall joystick has made it into the Guinness World Records. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back and back to space. SpaceX has had to delay four astronauts' return to Earth due to bad weather conditions. The good news for the crew is that the return will now take around 8 hours rather than a previous scheduled 20. So they'll spend a lot less time in the diapers they've been forced to use due to the broken toilet on their SpaceX capsule. The departure is now scheduled for Monday afternoon, with a nighttime return to finish their six-month mission. Next. A mysterious app called Push It has managed to jump to the top of the App Store, despite it not currently being available for most people. According to its Instagram page, they're opening up on a city-by-city basis, but have still somehow managed to reach the top spot in many countries, even those it isn't actually working in yet, like the UK. The app is designed to send out a notification to friends, but apart from that, not much else is known about its features. Now, NASA has just released the first images of Earth taken by the Landsat 9 mission, which is designed to capture high-resolution snapshots of the planet to help track climate change. According to the space agency, they provide a preview of how the mission will help people manage vital natural resources and understand the impacts of climate change. The Landsat program is the longest-running satellite imagery mission in existence, running since 1972. And finally, a 9-foot-tall joystick has made it into the Guinness World Records 2022 for being the world's largest. Dartmouth College professor Mary Flanagan created the giant controller out of wood, rubber, and steel in 2006 to celebrate her childhood experience of playing Atari video games. The joystick, which toured Spain, the UK, and the US, is now part of the permanent collection of an art centre in Germany. You're up to date. Come back at 4pm for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news from the Evening Standard, here in London. We'll be back tomorrow at 1pm. See you then.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.